delighted, Kieran, you know. Listen, not every day you want a Donegal Gaeltacht, you know. And fairness, in the first half it wasn't looking good. Now, in fairness, our drag came out in the first half and they really tagged on a lot of scores, you know. And we were 7 down and at the break, you know, and took us to after 20 minutes before we got our first score. So, no, listen, you have to give serious credit to our draw. They come down, they're a very young team, and they really give it a big go in the first half, and we're 7 up. I know there's a bit of a breeze, you know, but listen, that was a good thing for them.
Talk to me about half-time, because as you said, Gidoa 4, Ardra 1-8. Ardra certainly the tails up going in at the break, but youth came out and the opening half, I think it took something like 16 minutes for Ardra to get the first goal of the second half. He's really tagged on the points in the early stages.
Yeah, no, we got in at half-time, and listen, we knew there was a bit of a breeze, and you know, the big one is with the breeze, and you know, just being calm on the ball and stuff like that there. And listen, we really were calm on the ball. We didn't really go for the 2 points and after the ones, you know. In fairness, we brought it back fairly quickly. We were back to 3 or 4 points inside 5 or 6 minutes, and we just drove it on from there. And they were struggling then with the kick out, getting the kick out off, and we were winning the ball. And you know, it was good to get back, and we got in front, and then they come back again. Young Owen Bann McNeilis got a 2-pointer, an outrageous score altogether from him, and they were back in front again. But we finally found a way, and we ended up winning the game there.
A special word of praise must go to Ethan Harkin. 8 points, all in the second half. Player of the match, deservingly so.
Ah, listen, Ethan's a serious talent, you know. Ethan's a wonderful left foot, you know. In fairness to him, some of the scores he got today too were brilliant scores, and he really stood up today when we needed him. And you know, in the semi-final as well against Dunlow, he scored, I think, 6 or 7 points as well. So listen, Ethan's going well to win it, and it's good to see.
Guido, that's the 13th County Gaeltacht title, the most in the county. It's their first since 2012. What does this mean to the group? I know you're a Guido man now. What does this mean to the around Mahargal?
Ah, no, it means a lot, you know. Listen, Guido pride themselves and, you know, and the Gaeltacht, you know, and well, it's a long time since, what's that, 13, 14 years without a Gaeltacht, you know. And in fairness, it was a big thing we really went after this year, you know, to win the Gaeltacht, you know, and we did. We eventually got over the line today, you know. So listen, that's good for the boys, you know, to get a county medal, because not every day a county medal's handed out, and it's good to get over across the line.
All Ireland competition now back in town, in June. Kiltane County Mayo next up.
Yeah, listen, we haven't really thought about that, being honest with you. That's the first we heard of that, you know. So listen, we'll recharge the batteries here now. It's tough 2 games, you know, there, and we'll get ready now. I think we've 4 matches of the league next Saturday evening, so that's the next priority, and you know, the girls look after itself. But it'll be good to be back down here, and hopefully we get the weather, because in fairness the pitch is in splendid shape there, and it's best ever seen it. So listen, hopefully that'll do.